You're ready to play our silly game?
Yeah, I'm ready to do it your way.
Just give it 30 days. And if you haven't found exaggerated transformation in all areas, then go back to what you were doing before.
Okay, but the thing is, I'm here with you, all these beings in this room, everyone's supporting me. I'm going to go back into my reality, you know, and by Monday, I think, you know, all the same.
Now, what's beginning to happen here is you just about used this moment to do a virtual reality that wouldn't feel so good. And you could have just as productively used this moment to do a virtual reality that feels good. We're not in any way wanting to face any reality. We don't want you to tell it like it is. We don't want you to explain what might happen or what probably will happen. We only want you, when you're making the effort to do a virtual reality, to make an effort to do a virtual reality that really feels good. We're not saying that you won't revert back. You will. And we're not saying that it's wrong. It's natural. This one experience of playing with us is not going to change your vibration forevermore. It might not change anything very much. All we hope for in this virtual reality is convincing you that a virtual reality is a good feeling place to go. And we're hoping that it feels good enough to you that you're willing to sort of tough it out a little in the beginning and go there. Esther went to her first virtual reality from a place of not feeling very good. She did it because she felt like she should. And she wants to live what Abraham teaches through her. One day, they were checking into a campground, and they were sort of late in getting there, and some things had been sort of uncomfortable. And the woman said, "Why are you in town?" And Esther said, "We're here to do a seminar." And she said, "What is it about?" And Esther said, "It's about having a day different than the day I had today." She said, "We don't live it, we just teach it." And she's being playful about it because everyone loses their connection from time to time. You want to be really easy about that. You just want to, when you are practicing a virtual reality for the purpose of shifting your vibration into a place that allows your dominant vibration to be something that matches what you want, then make an effort to do those virtual realities that feel good. And catch yourself when you are doing those that don't feel good. Esther would catch herself in the middle of a sentence that goes something like, "Well, you know, what I've been worrying about is..." Isn't that the perfect setup for a negative virtual reality? "What I've been worrying about is..." Now, let me see if I can't focus on it, chat with you about it, and activate it into a whole new place here. Where what you're wanting to say is, "Well, wouldn't it be nice if..." Or, "What I've been thinking would be nice if..." You're just wanting to find moments in time. Because your life is about a string of moments in time. It's not about your career and where it's going. It's not about the world and its acceptance of you. It's not about what your body or your financial condition is becoming. Your life is only a series of now, 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 now. So often, you stand in your now, unhappy, trying to improve a future moment. "Well, I'll work really hard so that I can have fun on the weekend. Or I'll work really hard and I won't spend that money. I'll save that money so that I can retire. Or won't it be nice when I don't have to do this anymore?" And what we're wanting you to do is mine this moment, because this moment is where life is. And mining this moment doesn't mean looking at this reality. It might, if it's really good. If you're in Utah on the skis, mine that moment. Take it in. Smell it in. Suck it in. Get as much of it as you can. But if you're not in that moment, and you could use that moment to enhance this moment, then use that moment to enhance this moment, because this is your moment. This is where you're feeling, you see. Jerry had a wonderful awareness recently. He awakened from a very vivid dream. And he said to Esther, "I realize that I am the creator of that dream. That dream manifestation is my creation. I put all the people there. I gave them their attitudes toward me. I gave me my attitudes toward them. I put the words in their mouth. So if someone is rude to me, it was my creation. If someone was kind to me, it was my creation. The way I felt in my dream was my creation." And of course, we say it is true in your dreams and it is true in your real life experience. So now as you say, "I'm causing the vibration that is evoking everything to me," then what could be more advantageous than to take a moment here and there to practice a vibration that is advantageous to you? and practice it until it is the strongest muscle. We were visiting with a lovely woman not very long ago, and she wanted to talk about her little girl who didn't want to sleep in her bed at night. She said she was afraid of spiders. So I said to this mother, what happens with spiders in your house? And she said, well, we don't make a big thing about spiders. And we said, well, tell us what happens with spiders. What happens when you find a spider? And she said, we vacuum it up. And we said, and how many spiders might you find in a day? And she said, well, 3 or 4. And she said, and our little girl is the one who finds them. And when she finds them, then we vacuum them up. So we said, well, so what's happening is she sees your reaction to the spiders. In other words, it's big enough that somebody goes to the trouble of getting the vacuum cleaner out. And whatever's happening, whether it's dinner or anything else, it stops and everyone puts their attention upon, keep your eye on it, keep your eye on it, don't let it get away, keep your eye on it, 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 I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, do you know where it is? Can you still see it? Until it feels like it's something that's really important. And now she's in her bed at night and it's dark and she knows that the spiders are still there. And even if she knows that they're there, there's no one there to bring the vacuum cleaner. We said years later in her therapy session. So now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about this little girl observing her environment and having an activation about spiders happening within her. So that years later, she may not even remember the incident. She might not even remember the vacuum cleaner. She just might have this extreme aversion to spiders and not even know what it's about. And so many counselors will say, well, that's why it is of advantage to get back in there and figure out all of the things that happened in those early stages so that you can sort of clean them up and put them in the right place. And we say, but that's a lot of house cleaning. In other words, that would take more time than your lifetime could yield you. Instead, just say, I'm going to, in the same way that that incident with my well-meaning parents activated within me a vibration that does not serve me, I can damn well go to a virtual reality today for 30 seconds and activate a vibration that does please me on purpose.
I mean, what I'm getting is that I got all these spiders in my life. Leave them alone. Go and play.
Well, what we said to this mother about the spider, because the spider was so in their face, we said, how do you feel about spiders? And she said, I'm not bothered by them. And we said, well, what do you think about just getting a piece of paper and getting a little spider to crawl on it and just putting him outside with an attitude of go and play and have a happy day. In other words, there's room for all of this. And that's hitting it a little more head on than we're really wanting to do with you, because we're really not wanting you to fix the spiders. What we're really wanting to do is just not notice them so much while you notice some other things, because we know about law of attraction, we know what then will happen. With a little bit of practice, it is just as likely for you to sit in this chair and have someone try to discourage you and you be unwilling to be discouraged. In other words, that's what it's like for Esther to live with Jerry these days. Esther can get in a bad mood and want him to kind of come with her, and she sort of pokes at him with a stick. And he holds, most of the time, tenaciously and annoyingly to his good-feeling place. In other words, he's been practicing. He's not going to budge from it, you see. And you could as likely be in that good-feeling place as a result of your practice as in a not good-feeling place as a result of your practice, because it's all as a result of your practice, whether you are consciously knowing that you are practicing it or not. It's like, what kind of virtual reality is going on with you when you turn on the television and you see that endless stream of commercials that is designed to activate your feeling of vulnerability relative to your body? Esther saw a commercial the other day. She could not believe it. A beautiful little girl looked just like Tracy when she was that age. Blonde hair, she had on a little cotton dress, she is skipping down the street, and Esther looked at the commercial. She was drawn to it because this beautiful little girl reminded Esther of her beautiful little girl. And the commercial said, she's 6 years old, and her mother had early stages of breast cancer and was properly insured and treated, and Angela is on her way to play with her mother. And then they showed the same picture again, only not in color. This is Angela. Her mother did not have insurance. And so she did not find the early stages of her cancer. And now Angela does not have her mother.
Esther!
every vulnerable feeling was activated within Esther. All those feelings of how mothers need to be there for their children and how things that Esther thought she'd left far behind, that commercial powerfully and professionally and exactly knew how to activate within Esther. Where do I sign? Where do I sign? Give me the stuff. What does it take to prevent that from happening? In other words, all of that is activated. And so we know that stuff happens and you observe it and it's exaggerated and you pick it up and you develop these patterns of vibration. We're just saying you don't have to stay stuck with what you've gathered up. You can practice a little bit, 30 seconds here, 30 seconds, 30 seconds here, and in 30 days be in a whole different place than you are right now. That's all it takes.
Okay. I just think you make it sound like it's so easy. I think just, I mean, I feel...
It isn't easy at first, but it gets easier.
I mean, I feel, you're in form, but you don't hang out in form that often. I'm in this body, and I'm in form, and it's not a happy place. And I'm going to worry about the spiders.
And do you know that in this body, when you are skiing, it's the best that it is anywhere, anytime.
Right, but it's such a small moment.
That's why you came into this body. You said, I want to fly on the skis in the snow, and I can't do that as non-physical energy only. I've got to be in physical form to have the full physical, visceral experience of the deliciousness of this environment. You lucky physical duck.
It's great when that happens. It is. It's really nice. But that is a small part of my life.
Oh, don't give us this.
It is. Okay.
I'm physical and you're not physical. Because what we're going to give right back to you is you're non-physical in physical body. And the whole thing that we're wanting to get you to do is to bring the physical into a vibrational place that allows the fullness of the non-physical. Because you're right. When you're physical and you're focused in some funk that doesn't allow the fullness of who you are, that sucks. That does. That is not who you are. That is not who you are. You are pure positive energy. And you got just a whiff of pure positive energy. And then when you went back into the vibration that is a little more natural and normal, you felt the pain of it. In other words, you did not want to go. And that's what you're reflecting to us here. I want to get to that blissful state where I allow myself to feel the exaltation of the pure positive energy that is me. And we say, practice it, please. Just practice it a little bit. Just practice it a little bit. Just practice it a little bit. It will get so much easier for you because it is the true nature of who you are. And the reason you feel such pain when you dabble there and then dabble back and dabble there and dabble back is because at every level of your being, you recognize that that's who you are. And you feel this yearning to be there more. And what we are saying to you is, friend, that is where you belong. That is your legacy. That's your birthright. That's who you are. And in the same way that without knowing it, you practiced your way out of that here and there, we're just encouraging you to practice your way back into it. That's all.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be talking to you at some other time. Thanks.